there's a tectonic shift going on in people's mindsets, one that's been evident for quite some time. It's the global shift from a collective, mutually responsible worldview to an individualistic one. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. In the West, as economies have become more and more developed over the last century, as people's disposable incomes have risen, as the supercomputers in the palms of our hands have become the center of our world, the way in which individualism has torn apart our social fabric, made us more self-entitled than ever, has been obvious for quite a long time. And so-called developing nations are catching up fast as this westernization, this individualization, this sense of entitlement takes over those societies as well. But deep-rooted selfishness, which lies at the core of individualism, at the heart of self-entitlement, has been with us since time immemorial. That's why the call of Jesus to live a life of sacrifice has always been, and always will be, countercultural. That's why the call of Jesus to follow him into a life of sacrifice is so abhorrent to so many. Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 to 5. In whatever you do, don't let selfishness or pride be your guide. Be humble and honor others more than yourselves. Don't be interested only in your own life, but care about the lives of others too. In your life together, think the way Christ Jesus thought. And as we know, even though he was the Son of God, he gave up everything to become one of us, to die, to be crucified for us. Yes, we're immersed in a world dominated by an increasingly rampant sense of self-entitlement. But the life of a Christ follower, make no mistake, is the exact opposite of that. In your life together, think the way Christ Jesus thought. That's God's word, fresh for you today. And I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org, and when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is freshdevotional.org.